Blog Talk Radio.
If there is anyone out there who still doubts that America is a place where all things are possible, who still wonders if the dream of our founders is alive in our time, who still questions the power of our democracy, tonight is your answer.
Brown Sugar Radio is the food for your soul, enriching lives with many possibilities. We embrace and uplift our community with love, laughter, and inspiration. Today, I encourage you to keep learning, keep smiling, but most of all, keep striving to make your dreams come true. It's time to believe in yourself and walk into your new journey. Buckle your seatbelts for another exciting segment on the hottest urban show on the internet. It's time to get up, Brown Sugar Radio loyal listeners. We've got work to do.
Well, work to do, yes, indeed. It always seems it's never a dull moment here on the livest show on Blog Talk Radio. It is your show host, Sugar, and I am truly excited because we have the blessed princess, I want to make sure I pronounce it right. Is it?
Zara,
hold on a minute. There we go, right. I know, I'm like, I always mess up a name. I'll mess it up in a minute, and I don't want to mess up her name. I want for you, she goes by her name is Nicole Bradley, okay? However, pronounce your name for me, because I do not want
Jazara.
To mess up. Say it again.
It's Jazara.
Jazara. I was saying it with a Z, okay. So, Jazara, that is so beautiful. It means blessed princess. I want to say thank you so much for joining us on Brown Sugar Radio today. I said your
thank
name
you
is
for
so
having
pretty.
Me.
I did not want to do you like that and butcher it up, okay? I'm just not going to do that. Jazara is here with blessing us with her presence today, and we're going to talk about some awesome, awesome relaxation techniques. And, you know, the wonderful thing about having a special guest such as Jazara is the fact that she is not only a specialist in health and wellness, but she also is a licensed therapist in massage and relaxation, and she also is an author. So we've got a triple threat. And she also has her own product line called Tranquil Moments. I want to give it up today because we have the Blessed Princess. It is just so awesome to have such a talented woman on the air today. And so, welcome to Brown Sugar Radio. We do appreciate you today.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
All of the loyal listeners in the chat, I would love for you at this time to please take the time out and get a pen and a paper, because you are going to get schooled on some awesome relaxation tips. Today in this busy world, it always seems that we're so hectic, and we never truly have the time that we need, it seems, to relax and unwind. And I know I am a victim of overload, having a tremendous amount of responsibility on my plate. And so, Jazara, what I'd like, before we go a little further, I would like for you to share with my listeners your journey as regards to what was it that God put in your heart, you know, for you to focus on this type of ministry.
Wow, that's a great question. You know, even as a kid, I just always like to help people. I'm not the most vocal person. So I believe that's why God gave me a gift of words as far as writing. But I've always had a passion to help people, and people will always come to me for advice. And I've done social work, worked in the social work arena. And now I teach elementary school. But it's something about just really taking care of yourself that is at the core for me. And it's not hard to do. I think a lot of times we make it a little more difficult, but it's not that hard. A lot of times people say, well, you know, how do you do it? And I'm not always relaxed or anything like that. So, you know, I have the busy schedules and all that kind of stuff just like everybody else does. But I think as women, sometimes we get to a point where we're like, oh, I'll rest on the weekend. I'll do it when I go on vacation or whatever. And I had to kind of refocus myself, and I call it stealing moments. And it's not really stealing moments, but that's what I call it. And that's where you just have to say to yourself, I need 10 minutes or 20 or 30 minutes or whatever, and be unapologetic for that. I'd like to pose a question to you and your listeners. If you're on an airplane, and let's just say the airplane was in a little trouble. I want to say it's going down, but it's in a little trouble. And the flight attendants say, you're traveling with, let's add to the scenario, you're traveling with family, friends, and small children. But the flight attendant says, you know, announces, you need to grab your air mask. Who do you give the air mask to first? That's my question.
Your child, usually, right. Well, you're supposed to give it, let me answer it the correct way. You're supposed to put it on yourself so you can help others. But I think as a mother, the first instinct is, oh, let me protect my child, which I know is backwards.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Right.
Right.
But I think many of us were answered just like you did.
Right.
And the first time that question was posed to me, I'm like, oh, I'm going to put it on my children. And the first time it was posed to me, I don't even think my youngest daughter was a year old. So she was, you know, an infant, really. And I was the lady who said it. She was a professor. She said, no. And I'm looking at her like, are you crazy? What do you mean? But I had to come to this realization. You're no good to anyone else if you're not here to be good to them. So you have to take care of yourself so that you are able to do what it is that you want to and desire to do for others. If you're all broke down, worn out, whatever the case is, you're no good to anybody else. And the other realization that I had to come to is, especially on our jobs, we work so hard, we want to be the best, and I'm not knocking that because I want to be the best at what I do. But the thing about it is, in that quest to be the best, you still need to take care of yourself. Because if you fall down, you know, God forbid, and you're not able to do that job, I can guarantee you the next day, maybe next week, whatever, they'll have somebody in there doing that job. It'll be, oh, Josiah, she works so hard. Oh, but, you know, we need somebody
right.
in there doing this job.
That's true. That is very true. And, you know, I love the fact that, you know, you have the ability, you know, when you're focusing on relaxing, I believe that was what took you to the next level of being able to get licensed and be a therapist, because you've seen the need for it in such a stressful and
mm-hmm.
chaotic world. And I thought that was awesome that the name of your latest novel is Chaotic Bliss. Those of you
right.
who have not had the opportunity to check it out, you can actually see it on Brown Sugar Radio's home page there. It's airing as we speak. You'll see a glimpse of also her product line, which are made from all natural oils. And so that is phenomenal in itself. And I've always believed that God put all of these beautiful berries and oils and I like to call them goodies on our earth to enjoy. And nothing
uh-huh.
is better than certainly natural substances. And so as far as your journey for Tranquil Moments, I'd love for you to share with my listeners today what was your humble beginnings into launching an all-natural product line, and then the different products you have to share with them today where they can order them.
Okay. With Tranquil Moments, I was in massage therapy school when the whole idea of Tranquil Moments came about. At that time, many of the ladies that I was in class with, because it was all ladies in my class, they were quite a bit, younger than me. And when I say that, you know, like kind of coming out of high school or early 20s, and I was in my early 30s. And so their focus was, I want to go work in someone's spa. My focus is, I want to work in my own spa. So I had a total different focus from them. And so I began thinking about my spa and what I wanted my spa's name to be. And it hasn't manifested yet. I don't have the spa yet, but it's coming. And so I said I wanted my spa's name to be Tranquil Moments. And so I went through the process of setting up the business, Tranquil Moments. And so initially when I set up Tranquil Moments, it was just going to be the spa. And, you know, that's kind of what I thought. I had written a book already and was working on another book. And then I was looking into getting published by other people. And then I began to think, well, why don't you just do your own publishing? And so, you know, God gave me that to do. And I was like, well, you know, God, I need this. I need that, blah, blah, blah. You know, coming up with all kind of reasons why I didn't need to be the one to publish it. I needed to go elsewhere. And so when after I began to tell him all the things that I needed, he began to bring all those things to me. And long story short, I went back and forth, and I really wanted to publish my second novel, which is Love Don't Live Here Anymore. But I ended up publishing that under the Tranquil Moments whole business. So it's the massage therapy, the products, the publishing company, all under one umbrella. And as far as the product line, it's kind of funny that you asked me about the product line and how that came to be, because in Love Don't Live Here Anymore, which is my second novel, the main character, her name is Nylee Chandler, and she has a fragrance. She has people who design fragrances just for her. And you know, it's based on a true story, but that element of the story was fiction. And then I just kind of began to think about it. It would be cool to have my own fragrance line. And I kind of, you know, went in and out with it or whatever. And then I just decided to pursue it. One day I just said, you know what, I'm going to do this. And I got with a couple people and asked them who know how to do it. First off, let me say that, who know how to put together fragrances. And we went from there. I told them what I wanted, what I was looking for, and they were able to put it together. So I work with Norma's Bath and Body. She's out of Kentucky. And then I've also worked with some ladies here locally in the Indiana area, and their company is Honey Bath and Body Company. So I've been blessed to work with some good people who could fulfill my vision.
That's beautiful. And I like that. Honey, you said Honey Bath and
Body Company.
Honey Bath and Body Company. I like that. Very catchy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it certainly seems like you're surrounding yourself with women that are movers and shakers, getting the job done. I like to call them boss ladies. And so that
yes.
is phenomenal. Yes. It's very important to do that. And so I do have a few more questions for you. I'm hoping we can get it all in, because I know these are going to be very helpful to someone today. And one of the most amazing things in regards to your therapy, okay, what would you say is the best massage technique for someone that has, you know, a truly busy schedule and they just need to get that little 10, 15 minutes, you know, because a lot of people
uh-huh.
have the misconception that you have to have an hour, 2 hours to truly relax, okay, and stress kills.
Right.
All right.
It
so
does.
You have to take out that time, whether it's 10 minutes, 15 minutes, whatever. But I'd like to get,
uh-huh.
for as far as the best massage technique, you know, for people that are on a busy schedule and just feel
okay.
like they can't squeeze it in.
Alrighty. You know what? And one of the things that I had to look at when I first started doing massage some years ago was that people thought of massage as a luxury. And so one thing I want to let people know is that massage is not a luxury. The day that you get up in the morning and you feel so much pain in your body that you don't know how you're going to get out your bed, then
right.
you look
okay.
at it differently.
Right.
That's not a luxury. You look at it as preventive care.
Amen. I got both hands raised right now. I can testify to that. And, I mean, it
See,
is no joke. No
it's
joke.
It's not. It's not. See, because in my mind, a lot of days when I get up in the morning, I'm still 23 years old. And then my body sometimes said, no, nah, boo.
I have to remind you, right.
You're 23
so,
and a little change. You're 23 and a little change. You're not still 23. And
right.
so, you know, when your body gets to that point, you realize it's not a luxury. But I would say if you just absolutely don't have the time, again, one of my things is make the time. But if you can't, chair massages are always good. They're usually maybe 10, 15, sometimes 20 minutes. Or you could target areas, like maybe just do a back massage. Or, you know, some people may just want to do lower body. They may just want to do their legs and their calves and things like that. But just, I mean, make some time. Chair massage is really, really good for those. And those who may have never had a massage, and some people are kind of a little apprehensive about being touched or whatever, chair massage is a good way to start because it's not, you know, invasive or anything like that. You're fully clothed. And so those are good, too. My favorite, though, my absolute favorite is hot stone massage.
Oh, yes. Yes, girl. Now you're talking, hey. Love it. Get the oil, get the hot stones. Because for me, and please let me know if I'm wrong, do the stones penetrate the muscle deeper, you know, because of the heat or maybe open it up more, help it to relax better?
They definitely help with that. And then the other thing, as being a massage therapist, it just helps for my hand and my body. Because
right.
Stones
waking
do a little bit more than what than I have to do.
Right.
But I mean, as just even a client, because the massage therapist needs a massage too, I love the hot stones myself.
Mm-hmm. And that's another thing on your body, the toll of working out someone else's kinks and so forth. I know at the end of the day you ready for your hot bath and you know what I'm saying, your olive oil and all that at the end of the night. Speaking of olive oil, I was reading that olive oil is one of the best oils to put in your bath water. It helps to make the skin more youthful and so forth, soft and glowy and all that kind of things. What are your thoughts on oils? What would be the best massage oil to use? And are you a fan of olive oil?
I am a fan of olive oil. I would tell you one thing. I actually prefer lotion. That's just my preference. But when it comes to oil, olive oil is just so amazing. My daughter has beautiful skin, but every now and then she has breakouts with eczema. And, you know, she'll use the cream from the doctor, and then, she gets it from me. I just don't like to take any medicine every day, real talk. And so, you know, she'll start off good, and then she'll fall off. So what she had been doing was, you know, I had put some olive oil on her, massaged it into some of the area. And, you know, now she's, like, every day using the olive oil just a little bit. And it's done wonders for her, just as good as the cream that she got from the doctor. And, you know, it's cheaper.
Okay, for real. Right, and has a whole lot of more added benefits. Well, you know, that is something that I'm going to practice your name, Jasara. Did I get it right?
Jasara, yep. Yes, you did.
Okay. All right. Hey, 2 points for sugar, girl. I'm trying to get it. I'm telling you, I really, really enjoy the fact that I want to get into you renaming yourself because it meant Blessed Princess. Was that something
yes.
that God put in your spirit, you know?
It was. It was. You know, a
the
lot
rebirth.
Of times I think, we look at ourselves. I think our biggest critics are our own selves. And so and it was just so funny because when he gave it to me, the I was sitting in church, and he was saying to me, you need to see yourself how I see you. And I'm like, okay. You know, and then he just really broke it down to me. You know, he let me know just how blessed I was. But not only that, that, you know, he's my father. He's the king. So he's the king that makes me a princess. And so that's where the blessed princess came from. And then I thought, well, you know what, I would love to see that in another name, you know, in another language. And so I looked it up in Swahili and Ethiopian language and saw Jazara. I loved it, and I ran with it.
Beautiful, beautiful. Well, I'm telling you, I love it, girl, if I can just pronounce it, amen, but I'm going to get it. I'm going to get it, Jazara. I'm going to keep practicing that because that just flows so beautifully. It really does. Very, very.
Thank you.
You can tell that it was ordained by God. Now, as far as anxiety, we understand that stress and anxiety impact us tremendously in our lives. What would you say when it comes to obsessive compulsive disorder, anxiety disorders, and just general worrying, you know, would affect, how would that affect the body internally,
you know? It can affect you in a lot of ways. And I'll tell you this, I've been a victim of anxiety myself, and I didn't realize that's what it was. But every time I would go to work at this particular site, I felt like I couldn't breathe. And I would just cough, 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 couldn't breathe. And so I really thought I had a cold. And so I went to the doctor, and he treated me for cold symptoms. After a while, you know, I kept going back. I'm like, I need some more cough medicine. He was like, no, I don't think this is a cold. I'm like, sir, I'm coughing. It's a cold. And so we begin to talk about some things and dialogue about some things and do some, you know, looking at my lungs. And part of that was anxiety, you know, and I didn't really realize that was what it was. And so one of the things that I had to come to realize was that if you don't deal with stress, it will tear you up. And a lot of times we can, oh, I'm not stressed, I'm not worried or whatever. And we don't want to be stressed or worried. We don't want to claim those things. But you have to really be honest with yourself and look at, you know, things and be honest with it and deal with it. And so that's what I had to do. And I just had to reprogram my mind. I'm not going to let it. And so what I began to tell my students was, y'all not going to worry me, point blank.
Right.
You know, I didn't even realize I was worried.
Yeah.
But when I realized that's what was, nah, y'all not going to worry me, I'll worry you before you worry me. You know, you have to speak to some things in your life, you know.
You really do, yeah, you
and
do.
And just let it know how it's going to be. Put those words out in the atmosphere. And so I was like, you know what, I'm not getting ready to claim this stuff. He was like, you can take a pill. I'm not going to take no pill. I'm not going to be worried. I'm not going to be stressed out. And that's
okay.
All it is.
Right.
Now, I'm going to go in here. I'm here. You know, take authority, because the Bible says we have authority over things. Take authority and stop. I run this. You know, I'm
that's
looking
it.
At these
that's
little 13, 14-year-old kids. What?
Huh.
Sit your tail down.
Right.
and be unapologetic.
That's
and
it.
So,
that's
you
it.
Know, it will. Stress will wear you out, but you have to deal with the root of what it is. And one thing that my pastor says is, if you're going to worry, don't pray. So I'm praying. You know, I'm a praying woman. So when he said that, I'm like, what? But, I mean, it negates itself. If you're going to be worrying and stressed out, then don't pray. What's the use? So that's another thing that I had to deal with, but just really taking authority over things. And, yeah, I mean, you're going to experience some things that cause you to feel uneasy or stressed out. But what I have to do when I feel that, take some deep breaths, and again, hey, this is, you know, I call it in the morning, get your game plan ready. This is the
okay,
game plan.
Get your game plan.
This is how we're
going
to handle this.
Right, get your game plan ready, okay? That's
so,
what I love that. Yeah.
When I have to go in here and face blah, 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 this is the game plan. This is how we're going to roll this. And I talk to myself like we, because it's mind, body, and soul. So you got to get all components on the same page. We going to do this. Because if you get one, you know, flesh is something else. Flesh will get to saying, well, no, we.
Okay.
This is what we going to do. We going to go in here and we going to roll like this.
Okay. Now, how would you say is relaxation different from prayer, meditation, or hypnosis, if anyone uses those types of therapy?
You know what? It just depends on how you want to relax. To me, Prayer is just something that I do, and I find it relaxing. It's conversation with God. So, you know, it says cast your worries on God. So I'll be like, God, look, blah, 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 blah. And you know so-and-so cutting up too. So just getting it off my chest, telling it to God is relaxing for me. Massage is really relaxing too. Just, you know, you got to get to a point where you just let some stuff go. So however you need to let whatever it is go and unwind, then I'm a fan of it.
I heard that. Now, how would you recommend an individual incorporate relaxation into their daily routine?
Okay.
Morning, night, you know, on the lunch break? When is a good time, if any?
Whenever you can do it. Now, see, what I do is in the morning, I schedule myself to wake up at 4:45. At 4:45, I'm supposed to get up and do a little workout and all of that kind of thing. So I schedule that time in the morning. You know, that's my relaxation in the morning because I have to get my mind right before I leave out the door. And at night, I also schedule time before I go to bed to relax. However that is, maybe I just want to read the word. Maybe I want to work out. Maybe I just want to just lay in bed and have happy thoughts. But we program everything else into our schedule, and that's something that I think we should get into the habit of programming the entire schedule as well. You're worth the time that you need to take care of you.
I like that. You know, and that's the problem I believe that a lot of us face is that we don't look at our own worth and our own value. We're so busy focusing on, you know, whether it's caring for the kids, caring for the house, making sure the car's working, getting the oil changed, whatever. You know, you have so many other things going on in life that you take a back seat to your own personal needs. And so what you're saying is gospel right now. You know, I'm just like, hallelujah.
Right, because you know what, when you think about it, when you don't take care of yourself, you're really cheating on you.
Right. Okay, at the end of the day, that's what's going on. And it's just not something that 20 years, when you look back at your life, you're going to say, oh, man, I should have taken better care of myself.
Uh-huh.
And not now, listeners, please don't send me any emails saying you're teaching us to be selfish. No, that's not what I'm stating. There's a difference.
Absolutely
between
self-love.
Not. Yes, you feel me on that.
And
right?
That's not selfish because I need people to understand, if you're not here to be the best you that these people are accustomed to having, then what? See, one thing that a professor said to me some years ago, he's a doctor too, he said that he wished he would have got this revelation before he ended up getting a divorce. And what it was to keep the queen happy. It would have been cheaper for him, now this is doctor said, to keep her happy than what it is now, because it's costing him a whole lot. And he misses
the queen. Whoa, girl, I need you to repeat that for all of the married men out there. All the men that are in a serious relationship, I need you to repeat that one more time.
He said, now this is the doctor, okay?
The doctor
this is
said
what he
this.
Said.
Now, this is not sugar, okay? This is what the doctor said, so I need y'all to get a note. I told you.
There's
a gentleman in the chat.
Wished he would have kept the queen happy. It would have been cheaper for him to keep the queen happy.
At the end. Now,
and
this is not my fault, because women, we have
queen.
Our part, too. Right.
Oh, yeah.
We have our
yeah.
part, too. I'm not being a female chauvinist right now, but I do believe, I want to just say this real quick, and I'm going to let you continue. My husband and I, when we got married, our minister that married us, he said, a happy wife makes a happy life. And it's just so funny that you say that, because it pretty much balances itself out. If your wife is happy, she's going to make you happy, because as women,
mm-hmm.
we're nurturers, and we internally want to take care of. It's just something we're born with. So if she's happy, you're doing what you're supposed to do. Your wife is going to love you even more, and she's going to take those extra steps to make sure that you're happy. You know, so I just had to get that in there, but I love how you said that. Make sure the queen is happy. You
keep
know?
The queen happy.
Keep the queen happy. Okay?
I mean, and whether
Beautiful.
People really want to admit it or not, the queens really do run the house. We keep that house up and running. I mean, now, that's not to say that we don't let the king of the house puff his chest out. That's not to say that at all. But, I mean, when you think about it, we keep the house running.
Well, if you can't say amen, say ouch. Okay?
I mean, we
look with Ron
and when everybody, you know, when everybody, when I just believe that in my house, I set the tone for my house. Because I know when something goes, I could tell when my house is in chaos, it's because I had a stank, jacked up, messed up attitude. I can say that. When my attitude is in check, usually everything else flows pretty good. Mm-hmm. And if not, I can kind of get it back on track. But when I'm jacked up, oh, you know, because everything is jacked up in that house.
Okay, and that's the moral of that story. You know, we only have a few minutes remaining. I knew I was going to try to squeeze all of this in, but I'm going to try to get in a couple more seconds. Oh, man, this is awesome. I am really enjoying you and the advice that you're sharing with my listeners today. And, you know, the thing that is one of, I would say, the most crucial components of your everyday existence is having that time to internalize and to just absorb everything that's going on in your world. And when one thing is out of balance, your entire core of who you are is out of balance. And I love that with your relaxation techniques and the advice you're giving today, this is going to help to like pull all of those strings back into place. One thing I heard that was very important, and I would like to get your opinion on this, is a relaxation journal. What are your thoughts on a relaxation journal, and how effective do you believe that can be in one's life?
You know, I know a lot of people don't have time, but even if you just jot down every now and then, because I don't do it every day, but every now and then I jot down in my journal some things. And when you're relaxing, have some time for self-reflection. And it doesn't have to be really drawn out. What worked today? You know, when I went off on so-and-so and off the bend, that really didn't work out. And next time I might handle it like this. And I'm like, that's reflection, whether you write it down or think about it. What I like about journaling, any kind of journaling, is that write your thoughts down. Put a date by it. If it's things you want to see accomplished, put that down. And then every now and then come back and revisit it. Because I'll tell you, I wrote down things that I wanted to do in my journal, and I go back and I look and I'm like, checked off. You know, one thing that I put in my journal, I just said this with your listeners, and, you know, somebody might be like, oh, she's materialistic, but, I mean, I'm not going to apologize for what I want. I said, I wanted a pair of 2-carat diamond earrings. I said that last year, July 2012, and I got them in December 2012. Check. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So write down
goal
things. Checked off. You know, write down what you want, what you're feeling, own it, and come back and revisit it.
Beautiful. Well, I just have one more question before we end today. Zahara.
Uh-huh.
You know, I'm taking the Z instead of the J. I'm calling you Zahara. But anyway, Jazara, what I'd like to do is ask you as far as what are some ways to help us relax at night so we can sleep better, because we do know that sleeping is certainly vital to our everyday existence.
You know what? Just not taking those worries, whatever happened during the day. That's why I think self-reflection is so good. Whatever happened during the day, mesh through that. And what I tell my kids that I work with is that was 24 hours ago. So, like, if they come in Monday, no, well, let's say it's Tuesday, and they had a problem with Ray Ray on Monday. Well, you know, yesterday, Ray, honey, that was 24 hours ago, which now means that it's gone. Let it go, because you can't go back and rewind it. So let some things go. Work through it. You know, if you're angry, upset, or whatever, work through some things. And then before you go to bed, say some positive things. You know, that's a good time to start game planning for the next day or whatever. And then just make up in your mind, especially for people who had difficulty sleeping, because I used to have difficulty sleeping too, is that I'm going to go to bed and it's going to be peaceful and restful. Whether you have to say it or keep saying it,
right,
put it out there, though. I'm going to go to sleep.
This is
and it's
going
to be peaceful and restful.
Right.
I'm not getting up at 2 o'clock in the morning.
It's just not
or
going
or 3, because, you know, 3 o'clock is a time when folks really get out. I know it was for me, but I'm like, no, it's not going to be no 3 a.m.
Not
this night.
Mm-mm. I heard that.
And just make up in your mind that you're going to have some peace in your life. You know, I mean, and that could be any day, whether it's sleep or whatever. You get up in the morning, declare your peace. It's going to be peaceful and blessed today.
Beautiful, beautiful. Well, certainly, I do want to say that you have shared with us how to take back our peace in our life today, and it has been awesome having you here on Brown Sugar Radio. I'm upset we don't have enough time left to continue on, so definitely we need to keep in touch, and as your business
definitely
continues to prosper, and you have another book that is out. We didn't even get a chance to get into the book, but maybe next time we'll get into Chaotic Bliss. All right.
Oh, yeah.
Phenomenal. Please share with my listeners how they can contact you that are listening live right now via Twitter and Facebook. I do have posted on my Brown Sugar Radio homepage her links to Twitter if those of you who are just now tuning in. But I'd love for you to go ahead and share your websites or any other social networks that you have.
Okay. I'm Jazara, J-A-H-Z-A-R-A, Bradley, on Facebook. On Twitter, I'm Ms. M-Z Jazara, J-A-H-Z-A-R-A. And then my website is NicoleBradley.com. And those are great ways to reach me. And my email is real simple, Nikki, N-I-K-K-I, Bradley, 124 at gmail.com, if anybody would like to email. And I would certainly love to share with you the products, the hair growth oil, or just anything you like to chat with.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. All right. Well, it has been a pleasure speaking with you and learning more how to relax, which is so very necessary. If nothing else, listeners, I hope that you learned today that massage is not a luxury. It's a requirement. All right. So thank you so much for joining us on Brown Sugar Radio today, and I'd love to have you back soon.
Thank you. I'd love to come back.
All right. Well, you definitely heard it here first on the Lavish Show on Blog Talk Radio. Make sure you guys please show her some love and support her on Twitter as well as Facebook. You can also check out her webpage that she has all of her products available on. Those of you just now tuning in, please, you can hit the replay button. That's what I love about radio. Hit the archive button and you can reminisce on some of the highlights of this show. Also, too, any new listeners that are checking us out today, please follow Brown Sugar Radio, S-U-G-A, on Twitter as well as Facebook. I love new listeners. Spread the word to your friends and family because Brown Sugar Radio is certainly where it's at. The quote that I want to leave you with today is, "The art of resting the mind and the power of dismissing it from all care and worry is probably one of the secrets of energy in our greatest men." I hope that has blessed you on today. Thank you so much for tuning in to Brown Sugar Radio, where entertainment is extraordinary. Make it a fantastic day.